Paul Witten is president of the Lynchburg Police Foundation. Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the program. And Eugene Wingfield is here. He's a board member for the Lynchburg Police Foundation. Hi,
Good
Eugene.
Morning. How are you?
Now, let's talk about the Lynchburg Police Foundation, and you guys are kind of revamping the Lynchburg Police Foundation. Is that a safe, accurate assessment,
yeah,
Paul?
The foundation's been around since the mid-90s, mm-hmm, and has done some really good work throughout the years. But over the last several years, organization just kind of got a little stagnant, and we weren't as aggressively soliciting for funds and things that as we should have. So last year, we recruited some new board members and really relaunched our organization, and hope to do some exciting things for the police department.
What is the purpose of the Lynchburg Police Foundation?
Well, the Police Foundation is comprised of business leaders and citizens in our community who support the law enforcement in our area, and specifically the Lynchburg Police Department. We do a lot of things as far as promoting citizens' involvement in police activities and things of that nature, but obviously soliciting and managing community-generated funds is what our primary focus is. And then what happens is the department comes to us when there are needs, through either training or equipment that their budget can't support, to fund. Our board decides completely on our own whether or not we're going to fund those projects, and that's kind of how it works.
And as is often the case, if you decide, okay, here are a few specific projects that we want to be able to help the police department with, these are projects we want to fund, that is always helpful when you're raising the money, because people know what they're giving their money for. So you guys have come up with some specific things you're raising the money for.
Right. Well, right now we do have a pet project that, mm-hmm, we're looking to raise funds for, and that is purchasing the Narcan nasal spray, hopefully for every police officer in the field. And there's a lot of benefits for that. It's just that it can be very expensive.
Well, and that's the brand name for Naloxone. Tell us what that does.
Well, it's a nasal spray, and it's very safe. And you'll find in it now that most public safety departments are using this product. And it's certainly designed for first responders, because some of these drugs that the law enforcement and fire departments and EMTs are running into, a lot of times time is crucial, and it doesn't permit or doesn't allow enough time to get them to the hospital to get them the kind of medical care they need. So this is really, everybody refers to it as a miracle drug. And it's very safe. And then you can take, and if you run up on someone who you suspect has overdosed on whether it be illegal drugs or prescription drugs, then you can administer that just by, it's a nasal spray, by spraying it through their nose. And if they have not overdosed, still no harm, no foul. It doesn't have any long-lasting side effects. And of course, as in law enforcement, more often than not, they're going to be the first ones on the scene. They're going to be there. Either they get the call, or they found the person who's maybe have overdosed. And it's very beneficial to having that product with them in their car, so they can administer while they're waiting for the EMTs to arrive and get them the needed help that they need. So, you know, what we're doing as a police foundation is not unique by no means. Many law enforcement agencies across the country have police foundations. Mm-hmm. Our board is made up strictly, as Paul said, of business leaders in the community. We have no active law enforcement people from Lynchburg on our board. We're all civilians who have volunteered to come on, and I'm probably the closest thing to law enforcement, being 3 decades, you know, in law enforcement, you know, being retired. But, you know, this is something that Narcan is one of our goals for 2018, to make that a reality for the, mm-hmm, department, to get them into the cars. Because the budgets, again, across the country, you know, yes, we pay lots of taxes, and that money has to go to a lot of different places. The very nice thing about this and the police foundations, or as it is in any foundation, is that 100% of those monies you people donate to the cause of the foundations is going to this project. It's not going to be distributed between many, many different departments or many different causes. It's going to go to that project, 100% of it. So it's pretty nice.
You know, Eugene mentioned about our taxes paying for the police department, which is true. But we have a pie chart in some of our materials that we hand out. Over 85% of the department's entire budget goes into salaries and benefits. Then another 12% goes into purchasing vehicles, fuel, uniforms, office supplies, badges, duty belts, you know, the basics, mm-hmm, leaving just a very small amount of money for specialized training, innovation, and things like this that the budget just simply doesn't have.
And that's where the Police Foundation comes in. And Eugene, you mentioned 3 decades with the police department. You were a captain, and then you were a private investigator for the Commonwealth Attorney's mm-hmm. Office. Talk about, though, what you're hearing from current cops as far as the, I mean, because we just hear it's unbelievable the amount of opioid addiction and opioid, the overdoses. I mean, are you hearing stories from them about what they're encountering?
Yes, we do. And we're fortunate in the foundation, too, that when we have our meetings at the police department, that we have one of the officers come in, that he keeps us updated as to what's going on. And they're seeing a tremendous rise everywhere, not just Lynchburg, but all the surrounding counties are seeing it as well. There's a tremendous increase in this with the synthetic drugs that are out there now, and just the easy availability to the prescription drugs. And they're seeing it even since I've retired. Now, I've been gone 12 years. We didn't see it to that level, but it's just out of control. And this wasn't even something that was on our radar screen back in the days when I was there.
It does seem a fairly new phenomenon. Yes. And we've also heard of police officers who accidentally come into contact with fentanyl. Is that was
okay,
it?
Fentanyl and then carfentanyl. Yeah, carfentanyl is the really, really
And
powerful.
So this might end up saving a police officer's life as
yes,
well.
Absolutely. When you think about it, when the police officers are out there and primarily what they're doing when they have to search somebody, it's typically an emergency. I mean, you don't have time to sit down and put on protective gear, you would in some other scenarios. And so these officers are sticking their hands in people's pockets to have to search them and get people under control, and you don't know what's in their pockets. And then they're bringing that out, and whether they got gloves on or not, it's still getting into to their nasal passages or into the open pore.
Yeah, and it takes a tiny amount.
Very small.
To knock someone out or potentially kill them. I mean, that's what we were talking about this before. There's a story, I think last year from Pittsburgh, had the police officer who had some of it just on his shirt and rubbed his hand, just, like rubbing, you rub powder off your shirt, and, all of a sudden is on the ground, and they have to use Narcan to revive him.
Yes.
And it is. It's just amazing how this stuff works. I remember hearing this story, interview with one guy who was a heroin addict who had been brought back 4 times by this stuff, which had people wondering, does this enable people? But it doesn't appear that it does. But just an amazing product.
So you want to purchase these Narcan nasal spray kits to have one for each car.
Yes.
Is that right? And then what are some other things that the Police Foundation hopes to provide in support?
Well, the police department, as you're well aware, and I think everybody's well aware of it now, we're encouraging the police officers to get out and connect with the communities. And they're seeing a great deal of that going on with the department. They're really working hard to get back into the communities and make their presence known and just connect with the community. Well, in order to do that, you have to have some funding. But again, budgets just don't cover. I mean, getting out and setting up events where kids can come and you have games, whether it be jump houses or hot dogs or whatever the case may be. We have to raise money. We want to do that to help them make sure that when they get back in these communities, especially those communities that are having the problems, that they have that you have things there that will draw the people out. If you just sit there and say we're going to meet a community center and we're going to talk, it has a very low response most of the time. You certainly get some, but not what you want. And you don't get the kids there, and you want to connect with the kids. They're the future. And so in order, that's another thing that we want to start doing is bringing that back and helping them make that a reality. And then we have some other issues, too, with training, that it's come very costly for the officers. So we've got some goals for 2018, and we'll probably set some new ones. Awards banquet program that we do every year for the officers to recognize them and the citizens who've brought some positive contributions to the community.
So the Lynchburg Police Foundation has all these worthwhile projects to support the Lynchburg Police Department. And what are you asking folks to do?
Well, we have a new little twist on our fundraising,
okay.
And which is actually we're offering memberships where people can actually become members of the foundation. This was an idea that was brought to us by one of our board members from the Houston Police Foundation, which was really neat. So our memberships, we offer regular memberships, lifetime memberships, business memberships. All members will receive 2 stickers to display prominently on their vehicle or business, acknowledging their support for the police department. And then also, all members will be invited to special events that we'll hold, annual meetings, information sharing sessions, the annual police memorial service that is done every year. So there are ways for the members to connect and understand more clearly exactly how their money is being spent. So that's one of our main fundraising initiatives now.
How do people do that?
Well, we have a website.
The website, okay.
We encourage people to visit our website, which is still a work in progress, but it's and we add things to it on a routine basis. And it's Lynchburg Police Foundation .org.
Yes.
ORG. And the Lynchburg Police Foundation is a 501c3 organization, so we're tax exempt, so that even makes it more attractive. So we hope people will visit our website and will consider becoming a member of the Lynchburg Police Foundation.
And Facebook.
We're Eugene, on Facebook as well.
Eugene Wingfield is a board member. Paul Witten is the president of the Lynchburg Police Foundation. And thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.